MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Enough already. Like, can we just put someone boring who says the right thing in there already? And isn't going to start World War III with North Korea?
Yeah, no, North Korea backed up.
Okay, well, think about this a second. If Trump gets out, who's replacing
him? Yeah, Pence.
Exactly.
Mike Pence. I'd rather have that weird anti-gay guy
really
in there.
Have you seen that guy?
He's not great.
That guy fucking scary.
I would say we'd be none the richer.
Ooh.
Stop it. Don't do that. Stop.
I see what you did. I kind of like it.
I don't care if you saw it. I hate it. Don't do it. I don't care how many people saw it. Stop it.
You're welcome.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or you could just go to morelikeradio.com/live, where we're live every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Or subscribe. We appreciate that, too. But if you don't watch live, you don't see our pretty faces. The video is up on YouTube, though, for everyone to see. Today is August 23rd, 2017. Coming to you as always from Orlando, Florida, or Holando, because that's where the hoes be at. Joining me as always is Marino Colman, Sir Casey Lopez.
Hey, everyone.
Do we have them on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have us on.
Ryan is here. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Velvet is here. Hi, Velvet.
You're unmuted.
You
guys
are good. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Stop.
Oh,
you don't
cool.
make hand motions. Everyone can hear you. Welcome to the show. Dutch is running a little late. Some fake excuse that I'm sure he'll make up. But he'll be here at some point.
15 to 20 minutes later.
Give or take. Give or take.
Give or take a beer.
Anywho, so welcome to the show.
Thanks.
There was a bunch of updates. And your board's making that noise again, Ryan.
I'm going to hang up on Ryan every time his board makes that noise.
Yeah. They need to get a new board, so that's that noise you hear once in a while. So bear with us because we're doing our best. Apparently when the board warms up, it's better. But if you want, you know, maybe buy Ryan a board, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, get him a board.
Get Ryan a board so I don't have to keep hanging up on him.
Right, there you go. Somebody buy Ryan a board. All right, welcome to the show. Ooh, I love this song. I know I hear it every Wednesday and I should be sick of it, but I still really like it.
I like it too, but I can't hear it outside of Hippo Juice anymore without.
Yeah, every time it plays in the car, Marie goes, welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. And she's basically fucking mocking me.
Making fun of you.
Yeah, basically
mocking
me.
That's how you sound.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully we fix that board issue at some point. Also after the show, quick reminder, Game of Thrones Wieners and Such at 9:45 p.m. It's going to be in Game of Thrones Wieners and Such on Facebook to make sure to friend us there. But also be on YouTube, the More Like Radio YouTube, and all over this same page that you're on right now if you're watching live. If not, it'll be up on the More Like Radio RSS feed. So stay tuned for that. Those become my favorite shows.
Staples.
Very little work on those shows. You just talk about a TV show.
Though
it's a lot of fun.
It's a short-lived podcast because the season is almost over.
Right, and then we have to wait. And we've done
like
other
assholes.
Shows. We've done other shows, but none have been.
No,
I don't know,
nothing
good.
Has the passion and fire and fury of a Game of Thrones review.
Right, right. So that happens at 9:45. So stay tuned for that.
Stick around, grab some food in between.
Yeah, whatevs. What's new?
Oh, I have something
okay,
for you.
Okay, sure.
I've been excited to talk about this. It's a list.
Okay.
You know how I love lists.
Marie loves lists.
Adore them.
Yeah.
Especially business.
You know what her favorite movie was? Schindler's List.
I thought it was 10 Things I Hate About You.
Well, that was your second favorite movie.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Business Insider published a article of lists.
Uh-huh.
saying that psychologically scarred millennials are killing countless industries from napkins to Applebee's. Here are the businesses they like least.
Okay, so why millennials specifically? And by the way, I'm begrudgingly part of that group, but
yes,
I don't consider myself a millennial at all.
So they're saying there's a complex amount of reasons why millennials are differing from prior generations. Less financial stability, memories of growing up during a recession, which was, I mean, it wasn't the Great Depression.
Yeah, I know. That 2006 recession, quote unquote, exactly. What wasn't fucking people standing in food lines for bread, you know? It wasn't that bad. It was a very minor, people still had internet. You know, during that depression. You know what I mean?
It wasn't terrible. Yeah.
You know,
but
so it wasn't that fucking bad.
But anyways, so there's a lot of companies that are suffering because of our apparent psychological distress from the recession.
Right.
The first one is casual dining chains like Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's.
Okay, first off, Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's should fucking close anyway because they fucking suck. Like... I don't want them blaming millennials for this because, and by the way, not that I have an issue yelling at millennials, but I don't think the blame is squarely on them because those things suck anyway. You know, I think that
I don't know though. I feel like our parents were comfortable with chains because they knew that you're going to get the same quality thing from
right.
no matter where you go. And now the millennial generation is very anti-chain.
Right.
You know, they want to find that cool, hip, hipster, underground, super secret, password protected speakeasy
right.
that no one else has heard about so they can blog about it on their Yelp account and become an elite member and get free shit out of it.
Right.
That's our generation. And the generation before that was like, I'm going to go to Ponderosa Steakhouse.
No, it's not that, though. I don't think it's just millennials. I think everybody has been, and this is, at least with these restaurants, I think everyone's been eating healthier in general. Like, there's a lot more people
yes.
cooking for themselves, regardless of age,
right.
even older people. When you go to a farmer's market or a butcher, it's not like we just see young hit millennials there shopping. We see old people there, too, at the farmer's market. I think everybody's doing it. Like, I think those things are dying because I think restaurants are dying in general because people are starting to realize how fucking bad that shit is for you. And trust me, I'm not some fucking hippie like, yeah, man, the fucking hormones in her food. I don't care. Don't get me wrong. I like going to McDonald's as much as the next guy.
You just realized after the FDA made you put
right.
calories on a menu that the mac and cheese that you love so much is like 1,200 calories in one sitting
I'm not even a conspiracy theory kind of guy, but it is a fact that the sugar industry came up with these false reports and that food pyramid was a fucking piece of shit. It was not right.
Garbage. Hot, hot garbage.
Right, because you were not supposed to have as much sugar as that thing says. That's the thing that fucks people up more than anything,
right.
in my opinion.
Well, this article is saying that Buffalo Wild Wings, Ruby Tuesday, and Applebee's have faced sales slumps and dozens of restaurant closing as casual dining chains have struggled to attract customers and increase sales.
Right.
So, like, Applebee's is closing 135 restaurants. I don't know if you guys are knowing this. Like, you're literally just killing fucking Applebee's. Mm. But, you know, maybe they should have had the all-you-can-eat riblets come back. I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's like right. that was that good.
Number two on the list, beer.
Okay.
That's an interesting one. So in late July, Goldman Sachs downgraded both Boston Beer Company and Constellation Brands based on data suggesting that younger consumers prefer wine and spirits to beer and the fact that they're drinking less alcohol than their older generations.
Mm.
Beer penetration fell 1% from 2016 to 2017. And so while 1% sounds like nothing, that can have, I guess, huge shifts in financial impacts in the beer industry giants and that they've already lost 10% of their market share to wine and hard liquor. Now, you and I are lumped into millennials. You and I never drink beer.
No, I don't. But I don't drink. See, here's the truth, though. I don't drink much alcohol in general to begin with.
Which is exactly what they said.
Yeah.
Millennials drink less than the older generation.
Yeah, but
and they're drinking less beer.
I guess.
And when you drink, you do drink either rum or wine,
yeah.
which is what I do. It's either red wine is my go-to, followed by liquor. And I only get beer on like the 4th of July where
right.
I feel like being American. It's like the one day of the year where I'm like, oh, or that or Oktoberfest. But, I mean, even our good friend Mitch from the Dutch and Roy show, he was making fun of this one, but I'm like, you actually brew your own beer. As much beer as you drink, you're still hurting the beer industry by brewing it yourself, which is another thing millennials love to do, home brewing.
Right.
So I believe that.
But I might be skewed because I've always thought Applebee's suck. You know? For example, keep going.
I'm not worried about the beer industry. 1% doesn't sound like we're killing them. Number three on the list is that we're killing napkins.
Why is that?
Well, apparently, younger consumers are opting for paper towels over napkins.
Well, that's easy. That's because hipsters, and I hate this because I don't think I'm a hipster, but I have a big beard too. And I think that beards has come back in a big way.
Yeah.
And as any guy with a thick beard will tell you, it's napkins rip apart in a beard. So yeah, paper towels are better.
Well,
I prefer paper towels.
They were just explaining that paper towels are just more functional because they serve more purposes, that you can use it to clean countertops or wipe down dishes, but also use it for your mouth. So people don't want to have to buy both paper towels and napkins when paper towels can be napkins. Mm. And then B, as you said, everyone has a beard now, so I guess it's just a more durable facial.
And something
wiping.
I've learned as growing my beard out more is, man, it's hard to realize when shit gets on your face when you're eating. Like now I'm just consistently always trying to wipe my face immediately. Because, man, the fucking beard just
absorbs. Your beard catches everything.
Everything.
It dribbles down.
I mean, I clean my beard obsessively because I don't want it to smell. I want it to be clean. But, yeah, paper towel makes sense in general. Like, especially if you're eating at a Buffalo Wild Wings, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, only 56% of shoppers said that they bought napkins.
Oh, by the way, and Buffalo Wild Wings also should shut down because they fucking suck. Just like Applebee's. They fucking suck. Like,
well, going back to restaurants, the next one on the list are restaurant chains like Hooters and Twin Peaks.
Yeah, those places should shut down anyway because they're stupid.
Remember, let's do a callback to a previous Hippo Juice in the last month or so when we were looking at data from Pornhub and we were saying that Pornhub was making announcements that people don't search for breasts anymore.
Right.
This ties in with the Business Insider list that we're reading just now saying people ages 18 to 24 are 19% less likely to search for breasts on Pornhub. Pornographic websites like Pornhub. And to compare that to the casual dining industry, which they also are not going to, they're not caring about restaurants like Hooters and Twin Peaks.
Right.
And
it says, I've never been to a Twin Peaks, but it is like a Hooters, right? Basically.
I believe it's the same exact
because there was one local called Daisy Dukes, which is pretty much the same thing. And the thing with Hooters is like, I honestly, and I'm not even saying it to sound like I get Playboy for the articles. I really did like the fucking wings. You know what I mean? Like, I legitimately liked
them. We would never go because we thought that the 80s looking outfits were attractive. We went because they had a fucking good buffalo chicken sandwich. If you have a good piece of food, someone will still show up. But, you know, it's just getting to a point where it's uncomfortable.
Right.
So, anyways, and with all the did you just assume my gender's out there, I can also imagine why Hooters is not going to do too well. Oh, and the body positive, body forward type people, too. Yeah, Hooters is going to die out. That's not something they can keep up.
I guess, but strip clubs are still alive and kicking, so I don't think
strip clubs
that.
Are fine. I'm just saying Hooters is like a game.
Like, are
employment.
Strip clubs dying out because of millennials? I don't fucking think
no,
so.
No, I think they're just getting weirder.
Yeah. So anyway, what else are millennials killing?
Cereal.
Well, that makes sense. It's the sugar thing again, right?
Almost 40% of millennials surveyed said cereal was an inconvenient breakfast choice because they had to clean up after eating it. That's the reason.
Well, I'm lazy, too. I get that.
Younger consumers are turning to more convenient options.
By the way, you don't have to clean up. By the way, fucking cereal. You fucking knew.
Paper bowls?
Yeah. You go paper bowl, plastic spoon, you throw away everything. That's one way. Number two.
Or sometimes you used to put cereal
in a cup. You
and
get
then
a
just
mug.
Drink it.
You get a mug. Okay?
It's just a choking
dude, you don't fucking get it. You get a mug, you put your cereal in the mug, put the milk in there, and you fucking take little sips of cereal with your milk. Then when you're done, you have a mug to clean, and that's super easy to clean compared to
you're
a bowl.
Still cleaning something that doesn't save the step.
It does. It does. You're only cleaning one thing instead of a spoon.
Yeah, but you're also causing a choking hazard.
I'm an adult.
Instead, younger consumers are turning to more convenient options with minimal cleanup that can be eaten on the go from yogurt to fast food breakfast sandwiches.
I believe it's Aiton.
Aiton?
Yeah.
Cereal sales dropped 5% from 2009 to 2014, even though more Americans are eating breakfast than ever before. Companies such as Kellogg and General Mills have reported that sales have stopped falling in 2017.
So what about Specific Mills? No, not them? Okay, I'm not sure. I would assume.
Specific Mills needs to diversify.
Right. They only sell one kind of cereal there. That's it.
What if we don't like that cereal anymore?
And it's basically like Grape Nuts.
That's the worst one.
Grape Nuts is the worst cereal. Fucking, there's not a worse one, all right?
Jesus, put some marshmallows in it.
By the way, this wasn't like, oh, what's the worst cereal? This isn't a debate. It's fucking Grape Nuts. Move on. Like, we're not going to open up the lines for people to go, oh, I think this is the worst cereal. No. It's fucking Grape Nuts. Period. End of story.
That's what they should change the name to. It's fucking Grape Nuts.
Yes.
Next up on the list of things millennials are killing in 2017 is the activity of golf in itself.
And golf is an activity, basically. Yeah. Not a sport, that's for sure.
From the golf industry statistics, we know that rounds are down. Matt Powell of the industry research firm NPD said in a video in 2016, we know that millennials are not picking up the game and boomers are aging out, a.k.a. they're dying. The game is in decline. So apparently golf is not where new business people get business done. It's where old people got business done and they're dying.
Where do millennials get business done? In their mom's basement?
Well, it's probably also not Chili's or Applebee's because they don't feel like going there. So it's probably happening at a payway.
Don't care that Chili's and Applebee's is fucking dying. I don't care.
Mm. Next up on the list, motorcycles.
Okay.
Again, I've never owned a motorcycle. Neither have you. What's in our demographic? Our data suggests the younger Gen Y population is adopting motorcycling at a far lower rate than prior generations. AB analyst David Beckel said in a July note, downgrading its rating of Harley-Davidson shares from outer perform to market perform. I don't even know what that means. Motorcycle sales at Harley-Davidson, which represent about half of the U.S. big bike market, were down 1.6% overall in 2016 versus the year before, and U.S. sales fell 3.9%. So what's happening with all those bumper stickers that says "Watch out for motorcyclists" or "Share the road"?
Oh yeah, I see those. They don't work much like the coexist ones. They're just fucking bullshit.
You know why they don't work? Because I saw it the fucking other day. Motorcyclists get stuck behind two cars moving slow at the exact same rate, and they scoot in on the line to move around them and maneuver. I'm like, that. There's no "Watch out for motorcyclists" bumper sticker in the world that's going to prevent you from not seeing that happen. Stop doing that, motorcyclist. It's stupid.
So what else are millennials fucking ruining?
Home ownership.
That's not true. We own a home.
Okay, well, we're on the tail end of millennials, home ownership is hitting record lows among millennials.
It's just like settling down is hard because I'm in a polymonogamous ninja relationship, which means I only date ninjas. And, you know, since it's an open thing, it's kind of really hard to settle down with one person. And I have to, you know, keep it open. And that's the fucking issue is like, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not Mr. like, oh, traditionalist, you know, nuclear family, 2.5, blah, 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 blah. No, you know, I'm not like that in any way, shape, or form.
Me either, but others believe the delay in home ownership is due to tighter credit standard and lifestyle changes, including delayed marriage and delayed children. We do not expect these factors to change in the medium term, keeping the home ownership rate low for young adults. And, I mean, I understand that. I know a ton of people that are still renting. I don't know if it's because they can't buy, they won't buy, or they're just scared to buy, but I only know a handful of people that own homes.
Well, yeah, but I guess you're right.
Next up is yogurt, especially.
Why yogurt?
Light yogurt. Because if it's not Greek yogurt, I don't want it. Well, that's not what it says. It says light yogurt sales fell 8.5% in the year ended September 16th.
Well, what's the reason for yogurt, though? Get to what the reason is.
The decline in light yogurt can be traced to a growing demand for natural protein-rich foods that fill up health-conscious consumers.
Again, it's a health thing.
Instead of low-calorie, low-fat
options. I think
it's
a health thing. I don't think that's just blaming millennials.
They literally moved from light yogurt to Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. That's all of this is saying. No one wants Yoplait anymore.
To be fair, that's John Stamos probably has something to do with that, right?
Oh, my God. He is a...
How old is he? He's so handsome.
I will eat his Greek yogurt
all right,
any day.
Well, don't say that, though. That makes it weird for me. What else?
Bars of soap.
That I agree with. But see, I have been off of the bar of soap for the longest time.
Yeah, that's because you're just worried you're going to get butt raped every time you drop it.
No, I have always been body wash. As soon as body wash was invented, I was using it. And again, don't think that's a millennial thing. I think as soon as body wash was invented, most people, no matter what age they are.
It's just so satisfying to use a loofah.
Like, my parents use body wash, so do my grandparents. Like, it's not like, I don't think it's just a millennial thing. I think that there wasn't body wash, and then there was.
The only time that we bought bars of soap.
I hate that I have to defend millennials, by the way. I don't
know.
Like doing it.
I know, I want to be fair. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't agree with it.
I want to be fair.
The only bars of soap that we've bought in recent history are when we go camping, and having a loofah really doesn't work because you have no water pressure, and so we buy Dove, specifically Dove, because that's the only good bar of soap out there anymore. But soap sales have fell 2.2% from 2014 to 2015. But here's the annoying part of why. When I read why, I got pissed off. Mm-hmm. Not because of any of the reasons you or I said, because almost half of U.S. consumers believe bars of soap are covered in germs after one use.
Well, wouldn't the loofah be too?
That is exactly what I thought.
No, I'm not trying to be nitpicky here. But I feel like the loofah would also be still
the loofah
have germs,
would be so
right?
much worse because the loofah is not constantly always soap. Soap is always soap.
Yeah, soap is always soap. A loofah is sometimes just a cloth sitting there with your ball hair on it. Like, no matter how much you wash out a loofah, it's still holding on to stagnant water. That's, you know what I mean.
Like, eventually, your loofah. When you first buy a loofah, it's a tight knit ball. The little rings are all close together and compact. Mm-hmm. And after you use it for a while, one end of the string of loofah starts sagging more than the other thing. It starts looking different, smelling different. It always has soap in the direct middle of it because you never rinse it out completely. No, that shit's way grosser than a bar of soap. That should never be your reason for transitioning from soap to loofah. There's a million other reasons. That's not one of them. Stop being stupid, millennials.
Anything else that
there's more. Did you know, my God,
they're killing a lot of things, guys.
Diamonds. They're killing diamonds, Roy.
Eh, diamonds.
This kind of goes hand in hand with the not wanting to buy a house or get married statistic.
You think it has something to do with that blood diamond thing, too?
Probably, like, also that, but that's
and
not.
And also, like, diamonds, I was reading, Helen, they inflate the price by, you know, making them scarce
Fuck
and all that bullshit. Yeah.
Fuck De Beers.
De Beers.
De Beers.
Okay, so why? Because people aren't getting married?
Because they're not getting married, and those who are increasingly choosing non-traditional rings.
That is true. We know a couple people that don't have...
Have rubies or have...
Right, have different... Which I'm fine with, because, I mean, I get it for some people, diamonds, some people do like diamonds, which is cool.
Right.
But I get that. Like, it's not for everybody, you know? Yeah. I can't say anything because I don't wear a wedding band. I don't. And not that I don't have one or anything like that. Is that I don't like wearing rings. I don't like jewelry in general. I don't never wear a chain. I this is a Fitbit, my watch, and that's about it. That's my extent of jewelry wearing.
We all know.
Yeah.
Next up is fabric softener. Just because.
What about fabric hardener?
No one wants that.
How do we know? Have we put it out there?
Starch.
They put a little cement in there?
Are you talking about starch?
Yeah, starch.
Sales of liquid fabric softeners fell 15% from 2007 to 2015, and the market leader Downy fell 26% in the same period. According to reasons why, millennials don't know what it's for. I know you're looking at me like, what the fuck?
It's fabric softener. It's
to soften the fabric that you're washing.
It literally says what it is.
What it's doing, it's a verb. For the name of the product. Again, another really fucking stupid reason. I don't buy fabric softener because I don't really need it. I feel like the Downy sheets that I put in the dryer are enough to keep my clothes soft. I don't have hard clothes problems. So I just don't bother because I end up thinking that it just makes gunk and stuff in the washing machine. I don't like it. But
I don't really care. But not knowing what it is not a reason. Like,
right.
It's literally says what it is in the name, you know?
I know. Ooh, I think Dutch is about to join
us.
Oh,
cool.
Let's grace ourselves with Dutch's presence.
Dutchy Poo.
Hi.
Hi, Dutch.
Hey, Dutch.
Hi. Is quick, this you two?
Yeah,
it's just us.
Yeah, quick recap about what we're talking about, though. What's the title of this article?
Business Insider, Millennials are killing businesses, and mm-hmm. we're going down a list of businesses that millennials are killing off.
Right, and they're explaining why. And some of them make good sense, some of them don't. Hop on Hangout when you get a chance. Go ahead, Marie.
Yes. Next up on the list is millennials are killing banks.
That makes sense. There's a couple – let me guess. There might be a couple of reasons why. Number one, Bitcoins and stuff. A lot of people are using digital currency. And number two, more credit unions and shit like that.
Probably. Millennials distrust financial establishments and rarely visit physical banks. Now, that's true. I don't go to physical banks ever. Everything's mm-hmm. direct deposited, and I use credit cards. I don't have to exchange money.
So I do direct deposit, too, but it still goes into a bank.
Right.
So that, I guess you mean physical bank.
I think they mean physical
bank.
Yeah,
banks. That makes sense.
It says there's a massive shift in consumer behavior and consumer trust. I think coming out of the financial crisis, millennials have a massive distrust of existing financial services. While the banks themselves will probably never die, bank branches and physical bank locations may soon be the thing of the past. Yeah.
Frozen Asia says, for my fellow millennials, I apologize. Sherry says, I use wool balls and essential oils as fabric softener. I don't know. You could do that.
Yeah. Essential oils is such a millennial thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true. That's something that
everyone I know
recently.
Now
yeah.
uses essential oils.
Everybody. Like, fucking everybody.
No one knew what that was 10 years ago.
No, not at all.
It was just witches. Department stores like Macy's and Sears are closing. I think we've talked about this before. Yeah. But as millennials flock to fast fashion brands like H&M and Zara, Macy's and Sears have suffered. Sears is closing more than 300 stores. Uh-huh. I think that includes Kmart.
But Sears has been sucking for forever.
I don't know if that's a millennial thing or is just the times.
Yeah, Dutch, exactly.
With the invention of the internet.
There was a few things on this list that I don't think was a millennial thing. Like, you missed it, but one of the things is like bars of soap. Everyone uses body wash. I'm like, yeah, that's because body wash wasn't invented. But now even my grandparents use body wash. It's not because millennials, you know, it's just because
better product.
It didn't exist. Right.
Better products invented during millennial times.
Right. So I don't think that really has anything. Some things do make sense, but right. Go ahead.
Does this one make sense? Designer handbags?
Yes, that makes sense.
Why do you say so?
I would say because millennials are they're more the minimalistic. Where, like, it's like, I don't need that much stuff, you know, whatever. I just need, like, one thing, and I don't need that kind of stuff.
It doesn't need to be a Coach bag.
Right.
Just, you know.
Well, this one
there's
says...
There's a lot less, I have noticed, with the younger people.
Right.
Brand names, it doesn't really matter as much as it did when we were kids.
Right.
Millennials are hurting designer handbag sales. Brands like Michael Kors and Kate Spade have been forced to sell handbags at major discounts as millennials lose interest and lack the money to spend on said bags. Mm. In some ways, the brand's mega popularity contributed to their own downfall.
Uh-huh.
Widespread popularity is the kiss of death for trendy fashion brands, particularly those positioned in the upmarket younger consumer sectors.
Okay.
So essentially, the more popular they get, the more no one wants them anymore.
Okay.
Some sort of weird hipster inverse.
That makes sense. No, you know what? That absolutely makes sense. Because there is that thing where everything shitty becomes cool, you know?
Like, and everything cool becomes shitty.
And everything cool becomes shitty. And eventually, it'll be shitty and it'll become cool again. Like, it's
no, eventually
circle.
Everything becomes ironic.
Yeah, that's my point. For example, like, there's...
Like rain.
There's Blockbuster... Don't. Unless it's on your
wedding
day.
Unless it's on your wedding day, don't. I think Babyface Dutch gets a little more sassy. He's a little younger when he's Babyface. He's like, he's a little more punch.
You really don't like me without a beard.
No, I don't. It intimidates me. your face intimidates me.
Next on the list is...
I'm looking pretty.
Gyms. On the list of things millennials are
What's
killing.
What's a gyme?
A gyme. Oh, mm-hmm.
A gyme. Okay.
Millennials like to work out, but they're ditching gyms in favor of boutique class-centric centers.
I hate that. CrossFit, RH
Theory.
So
yoga, CrossFit, that kind of shit?
Yeah.
Millennials don't want to be tied down. Megan Smith, the CEO of Fit Reserve, a service that lets members book studio classes. It's a spontaneous demographic. In July, Foursquare found that mid-market gyms like 24-hour
fitness.
Whoa.
Foursquare?
That's what they're doing the research on?
Is that still around?
Foursquare's probably reporting on check-ins to gyms because you have a membership and you how else are they going to know how often you walk into them?
That's not my point. I didn't know it was around still.
Oh, yeah. It's still there.
Okay.
In many ways, Foursquare never left.
No, to me it did. Okay.
It's always offered the same high-quality meals at competitive prices.
Don't. Go ahead.
Let me just move to the next one. Home improvement stores like Home Depot and Lowe's.
Oh, not that home improvement? Okay.
So earlier we said that people aren't buying homes. So now also people aren't buying wood and improvement things for said homes that they're
not
buying.
That makes sense. If they're not buying homes, if they're renting.
Are Lowe's and Home Depot like having record low sales?
Well, I read something that Home Depot had was doing a little bit better, but Lowe's was just in the shitter. From what I read.
Millennials are delaying marriage and childbirth.
Agreed.
And the cultural shift will have a near-term impact on the housing. Millennials may not need the same space, permanence, and practicality that most Americans want out of their housing, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Dutch, I'm going to agree with your sidetrack, but Lowe's is like a clean Home Depot to me. Like, that's why I like Lowe's. Like when I go
to
Lowe's,
they sell individual tools. With Home Depot, you have to buy everything. Everything's a set. Everything's a pack.
I know.
Whereas I just need one half inch wrench.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. You go to Home Depot and it's like you need one specialty tool, but they only sell them in like 37 packs. And you're like, oh, good. So now I have 500 specialty screwdrivers I am never going to use.
I need one battery.
Right.
Thing. I don't need the full goddamn set.
Right.
You
know? I don't. Please. No, thank you.
But next
I need 1 2x4. I don't need a bundle of 80.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about what millennials are ruining, according to what site is this?
Business Insider.
Business Insider. Okay, sorry.
Next up of things millennials are killing is football.
Okay. I would like to hear. I would like to hear this. What do they mean?
Both college football games attendance and NFL viewership have recently declined. Analysts said the drop could be tied to numerous things. The 2016 election, protest as NFL players have taken the knee.
I think people are unplugging.
We did say this. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but there is they just started a boycott the NFL thing right now for the Kaepernick not being signed. So that was one of them.
Yeah, or that the game has just simply gotten boring to them. However, one explanation would directly target millennials.
It's just like these players are trying too hard, and it's like – it's just an allegory for war, and it's like, why are we allowing it? You know, Chad?
I think it's more just people unplugging.
That's
the
last thing.
Cutting the cord.
That's the last thing that this says. However, one explanation would directly target millennials in that younger people are ditching cable at an increasing rate.
Okay, well, there you go.
I would say,
maybe they are ruining it.
As someone who ditched cable, watching sports is kind of difficult because there is streams, but you have to really dig deep to find them and stuff.
Right, and there's never good quality. Yeah.
Next up on the list, oil.
The only reason why we have cable is because I need to watch sports.
The last one on this list of things millennials are killing is oil itself. Millennials' conception of the oil industry means that it may struggle to find workers and customers in the future.
Millennials aren't killing oil. New technologies are killing oil because the same thing with the body wash and bar soap thing. There's much better technology now and that operates with a lot less fossil fuel. It has nothing to do with millennials. It has to do with that's
just technology.
Yeah, Elon Musk is the reason why, and he's not a millennial.
This McKinsey guy found
tell him he's a fuck. Call him. Tell him he's a liar.
Okay. He found that 14% of millennials say that they would not want to work in the oil and gas industry because of its negative
image.
Yeah,
but here's what they don't tell you. 80% of millennials just don't want to work, period. So it's like,
I want to be a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, it's like, can you imagine they pay you for following your dream? If I have to hear somebody say that, I'm going to punch them in the mouth.
And recent survey by EY found that millennials question the longevity of the industry. Further, they primarily see the industry's career as unstable, blue-collar, difficult, dangerous, and harmful to society.
What's wrong with being blue-collar?
Yeah, again! Why is that?
Because whites are not okay anymore.
Again, the gender gap is a big issue in these awesome tech jobs, but fucking it's not a fucking issue in drywall or fucking construction. It's these weird things that millennials are doing now,
Yeah.
Anything else? Is that everything they're ruining?
That was the last of the list.
Good. Thank God.
I love how like being hardworking is like looked down upon
right?
on like the left on the left community.
I don't,
like
it's weird.
It's always the left too. I you guys know me. I'm right down the middle. I lean a little more right on certain issues, but like just the idea of oh, you didn't go to college. No, bitch, I own a construction company is looked down
right.
on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm making 15 times more than you are. Like why is that a bad thing?
Right.
Why are you considered stupid if you do that?
Yeah, it is odd, right?
Because you don't have a tech job.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't work for Twitter.
it's just like, you know, a lot of people want to take away my health care, but the problem is the government is paying my health care. How can I be an artist? What I do is I take dead birds and I staple them to concrete walls.
I think another thing, too, is that with the rise of you can make a living being like a YouTube star or an Instagram model, like there's like new revenues of earning that are looked at, I guess, as like glamorous, whereas actually doing a 9-to-5 working outdoors thing is looked at like, well, all you had to do is start a YouTube channel. Like, you know what I mean? Like that whole. The rise of people who feel that way, too.
Miami Wolf says, amen, Dutch, referring to your wise hard work look down on. Yeah, I agree. It's this weird, like, look, I get it. Every generation always yells at the older generation, always yells at the new generation. I get it. I fucking understand. I do see the hypocrisy of that, that when I was younger, I was like, you guys just don't get it, you know?
I think it's different, though. Like, this feels different, I think. Because, like, my older brother, who just turned 40, he's part of, like, Generation X, and he doesn't feel about our generation, which I think is Generation Y.
Right.
I don't think there wasn't the same amount of, like, fuck these people about us that we have now towards millennials, you know?
Right.
I was talking the other day, not the other day, it was, like, a couple months ago, but there was, you know, there's a couple of younger people, like, in their early 20s, and they're just like, I'm embarrassed by how our generation is behaving. Like,
I don't, you know, even like, want to, I can't even handle how they're behaving right now. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's embarrassing and it's stupid.
Right. You know,
especially on college campuses. That's the one thing where it's just like, even the president, when Obama was in office, even he was just going, you guys are assholes.
Well, yeah, basically. It was like, you guys have to accept free speech.
It's like, you guys are just dicks.
You can't just keep yelling at people, you know? Like, I don't know, man. Again, I don't want to sit here and yell at the younger. I don't want to be that guy.
I want to be that girl. I want to yell at the younger people. Because they're stupid, and they should know how stupid they are. From someone that's smarter and more wise.
Okay, well, you can do that if you want.
Speaking of more millennial topics, yes. I noticed you had an article that related to my article about millennials.
Yes.
In that they are more likely to prefer being fired over text or instant
message. Oh, yes. So,
which is hilarious that that's even a preference in the first place.
They prefer to be fired over text. They don't want to be called or spoken to or brought in.
Well, okay. The funniest part in the beginning is millennials are getting fired so much that they actually have a preference for how to be fired.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
That's the part that made me laugh at first.
It's pretty funny.
Like, wow, they're that terrible of workers that they've been fired enough times that they actually just don't even want to deal with it anymore,
right.
And they'd just rather have a text message. I'll read the article, but I assume that that's what was going on, unless you want to play the video, because there's a video.
Do we sound really like old people right now?
Yes, probably.
Do we sound like the old get off my lawn? I mean, it's almost become trendy now to rail on millennials, but, like, are we just saying the same thing everybody else is saying?
Well, here's the difference that I'll say. When we were yelling at the younger, like, okay, when we were younger, right? When we were the millennials, when we were the younger kids that, you know, that
Generation Y.
Yeah, when the older generation, when our baby boomers were yelling at us, for example, baby boomers were yelling at us. The difference was, I don't, at least maybe, call me crazy, but I don't remember being on the street and punching people and yelling at people, all sides, by the way. I don't remember our generation being that in a froth and just wanting just this anger and this privilege and this, they get everything. Like, I don't remember that. And I think that's why it's the actual violence that's occurring, or these weird views where everyone's.
It seems like it's a cyclical thing, though, because this was going on during the 60s. I'm sure the people who grew up in the 40s and 50s, like, you know, the World War II and the vets and everything, we're looking at what was going on in the hippie generation, mm-hmm. and, you know, the advancement of free love, and they probably are thinking the same. I think it's just, I think this is just it's another, because there was a lot of violence, you know, race riots and the protests of the Vietnam War.
But the policies that people were protesting in the 60s are ones that I can understand and get behind. I can't really understand or get behind the
In hindsight, that's the thing. At the time, I don't think that who would be considered the conservatives back then would feel in the same way.
I don't feel a need to protest for gender neutral bathrooms and
well, yeah, good point.
Yeah,
you body positive overweight models. Like, I don't care about these issues the way that I cared about.
Yeah, because this isn't a racial thing. This is that you're just too fat, or you're being an asshole with your whole, you know, forcing what I should call you onto me, rather than hey, we should be allowed to vote.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You can't compare actual basic human rights to you hurt my feelings online. Like, you can't compare the two. It seems, I understand.
But then again, with what's going on in Charlottesville, like, that, it was different, where now we have this, like, weird resurgence of neo-Nazis and KKK, because they're a lot more emboldened. Back in the day, they kind of had to be, like, hidden, and then just have their blogs on Stormfront.
Here's my point. No, not necessarily, because these KKK marches happened all throughout Obama's presidency.
Yeah, but this
Bush's.
One was huge.
It was. There. I know. I get it. But my point is that, I'm not saying it's great, but my point is, a lot of people at that march were not young. They were older people. They've been around for a while. Again, you know, a lot of people.
And not all of them are bad people. They were very, very fine people at this march.
I figure a lot of them were gathering in groups long before this past year, and others are just bandwagon jumpers that
I would agree. A lot of it is people hopping up because they knew it was going to be a big thing. Frozen Asian in the chat says, don't worry, Dutch, I'm a millennial, and I rag on them too. So
there you go.
You know, even millennials.
I just didn't want to be that show. Like, I mean, I'm sure everybody yells, because I'll be watching, like, PTI, and you got Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser, very funny guys, but they just shit on millennials all the time, and it's hilarious.
Well, technically, we're millennials, so we're just shitting on each other, which is
no, we're
fair.
Not. You are. I'm not.
No, we.
No, technically,
again,
you and I are.
No.
How many times do
that
I have to tell
one
you?
Article doesn't get to define. I think it's what years you were born in.
No, Dutch, you've been arguing with me ever since I.
No.
I'm really tired.
'80s. You're not a millennial.
I'm really tired of. I'm really tired of correcting you at this point. You're just woefully
not paying
attention.
I don't care what that one article said.
Has any
everyone's
talking
about a millennial? Was.
Everybody's talking about millennials, but what about Willennial? Okay, Will Smith's album. Nobody cares about that, right?
Well, it was actually Willennium.
Well, whatever.
Apparently, he likes
millennials are people that are fans of Will Smith.
Apparently, he also likes getting fired by text message. If I go back to the article
I'm trying
to read,
go ahead. I apologize.
To lessen the blow of getting fired, most bosses prefer letting employees go through a face-to-face conversation, yet it may come as a surprise to some people that employees would rather be fired via text or instant message, apparently those who are younger. A survey of 1,154 specific working adults from a software company, Cyberlink, showed that 1 in 13 workers would prefer to be fired over text or instant message instead of having the conversation in person. For millennial employees, the number increased to 1 in 8 workers. Being fired is never a comfortable thing. Richard, career senior vice president, senior vice president of global marketing, tells CNBC. However, he says that because millennials are heavy users of social media and the digital space, they feel more comfortable conveying feelings in a short and succinct way.
I'm kind of with that. I would don't make me come in. If you know, like, okay, fire me, I'll stay home. Like, that's
when I got fired a couple months ago, it was very uncomfortable.
Face to face.
Yeah.
Would you rather have been text?
Joel, could you come in here and close the door? Like, it was just very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was my dad. Like,
that does probably make it a little worse.
I mean,
that's probably what it was.
I know most people.
Hey, he could have done it in a birthday card.
He could have done that.
I know most.
That would have been bad.
I know most people think that, you know, speaking to the person face to face is the right thing to do, to treat them like a human, and getting fired over text message is inhumane. But who are we benefiting? You pull someone into a room and say you're fired, half the time those people are going to cry.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's not fun for anyone.
I'd almost rather get an email. Just lay it out like, hey. Yeah, and then you can have a measured response, whereas you always risk that whole somebody going postal after they get fired at work thing.
Yeah.
So
that's a very good point.
I don't know. I prefer. I think I would have preferred an email.
Yeah. It, you know.
But
again,
then how do you get walked out? If you're fired, you still have to be. Someone has to find you and walk you out eventually. How does that work?
And then you have to go to your desk, gather your things, make sure that.
Like, that's a fucking talk about a walk. That's a walk of shame, by the way.
Oh, it was a bad walk of shame.
That one is not fun.
It's not fun.
No. So, I mean, unless you're, I guess, a server or something where they just text you, like, don't bother coming in.
If you if you work in an office, here's what you do: is you send the email, say, "Okay, we're letting you go. These are the reasons why. You can come in after everybody leaves and gather your stuff. I'll be here."
Right.
That way, you don't have to have all the embarrassment of, you know, putting everything in a box and walking past your employees or co-workers.
Yeah, I've done that when I was many years ago. I did that, and that's a rough one. That's when we're like, oh. Everyone's looking at me. Fuck.
No, everybody was like just staring as if they didn't know what was going on. Right. Yeah, that was really uncomfortable.
But everyone, it's that weird.
Everyone just awkwardly
just looking at the computer, looking down at their phone,
fake scrolling on their computer,
right.
On their mouse.
We all know exactly why he was just pulled into the boss's office.
Oh man, he's not. They didn't move him to a bigger office. That's not what's happening. Yeah. You know.
There's no reason. He wasn't given the rest of the day off because he was that great at his job. Because
he's such a hard worker.
He's carrying everything he brought in here, including his lunch, and it's uncomfortable.
Right. It's not. And the thing is, you know the worst part is? Then you have to go home and eat that lunch that you thought you were going to eat at the office.
Aww.
And you have to sit there and eat your shit lunch.
And look at it. And like,
my point is, and by the way, that's
I don't have a job.
A lot of people have had that experience. I know I have.
I have.
And it is not fun. It is not a fun experience.
Mine was a lasagna.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, no.
And you sit there.
Wrapped up. Kelsey made it all nice for me.
And you have to heat it in your microwave at your house.
In my microwave, and it should be in the office microwave.
And then while you're sitting there. Hold on. No. While you're sitting there and the microwave is going in your head, you're going, man, I should have said this. Man, I should have said that.
Yeah. Why didn't I go postal? Why didn't I say, fuck you, fuck this, I'm out. Like, I don't know why I didn't do the half-baked exit.
Yeah. Why didn't I? And then you're there. And then the microwave goes beep and brings you back to reality. And you're like, fuck me. What the fuck? I could have slept in today.
Yeah, I went. Didn't Kyle have a similar story like that, too?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, no, I was depressed for a little while after mine.
I'm sure you were. It's not a fun thing.
Not fun.
And then you think about all the good things, funny things you could have done after the fact. When you don't have time in the moment and you're actually too shocked. But then 2 days later, you're like, I should have done this.
Right. I was, just sitting there thinking, like, I could have just screamed in the office. Why are you pulling your penis out?
Yeah, and there's nothing they
could
have done.
Just to make everything uncomfortable.
Yeah. But instead, I said, okay, well, thanks. And I walked out.
Thanks
the
for
the opportunity.
Yeah.
Do I have to leave? Do I have to sign anything?
Yeah exactly.
The jokes don't come
all right,
later.
Well, here's something if you need to vomit. Giant turkey leg is coming to Arby's restaurants for Game of Thrones season finale.
An Arby's
to what restaurant?
An
Arby's
turkey leg.
Yes, if you're a Game of Thrones.
By the way,
fan,
am I cutting out to you guys? You guys are cutting out bad to
you
me.
You sound great
no,
to me.
You sound great.
Okay, that's what matters.
Yeah, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, then Sunday probably won't come fast enough. The show's season 7 finale airs this Sunday, August 27th.
Why are they only doing 8 episodes this year?
7. I think it had something to do with they had to film
7.
7.
Well, why didn't they do
10? I think it had something to do with they had to film in the snow. And
John
the
snow.
Whole season, and there was only snowing a set amount of time. I really believe that was part of it. And also, I think they wanted to.
They better have 13 episodes in the last season.
Probably only going to be 6.
Getting robbed.
It's probably only going to be 6. It just so happens that Arby's is offering a smoked turkey leg for the occasion, but it's just 9 locations. Oh, just 9?
Oh, lame.
Oh.
It's in Fargo, North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
Los Angeles. Seattle,
I kind of like it, though. I actually think it's kind of funny.
Norfolk, Pittsburgh, Phoenix, Denver, Colorado.
Hey, nice.
Go get yourself a turkey leg. 1480
South Colorado Boulevard.
45 minutes to go get a turkey leg.
Worth it.
Omaha and Atlanta. So I wouldn't eat anything from Arby's, especially fucking turkey leg. I hate Arby's.
You still hate? You haven't eaten it since you
food,
got sick when you were
and
9.
And I won't. It wasn't 9. I was older, and I wouldn't. No, not worth it.
Okay, you were 12.
Fine. Whatever age, I don't like it.
Dude, they have the meats, and it's awesome.
No, they don't.
They have been turning themselves around, apparently.
No, they haven't.
No, apparently they have.
Who says who? Dude,
Business
they
Insider,
have farm
probably.
Fresh sandwiches. I just ate there a couple weeks ago. It's like getting something from a deli these days.
There's an Arby's here connected to a Love's gas station, so I'll give it a shot. I really will give it a shot, but if I vomit, it's on you, fuck. It's on you.
We don't have to go to the gas station Arby's.
There's not another Arby's close.
We can find another Arby's.
Like the gas station Arby's is going to be different than another Arby's. What's the difference?
Now get the roasted turkey sandwich. Sounds like it's really good.
That's what I used to get. Is it
with
different?
The lettuce and tomato and the avocado.
Like
it's great.
I can't. I just, no.
Dude, you had a bad experience years ago. I get that. I get it. But come on. How are you 34, 35? Like, 30, come on, 35. Man.
No, I got food poisoning once at a restaurant, and I will never show up at that restaurant again.
Which one is
it? It's just dead to you. It was Mango's in Fort Lauderdale. It was one of those beachfront restaurants, and I got a fish sandwich with tartar sauce, and I don't know if it was a fish
or the tartar sauce. Do you want
to get a fish sandwich? Or the tartar sauce.
You have that button?
You better have it.
Oh, no.
Is there to get a fish sandwich? Come on. I need it.
To this day, mahi mahi and tartar sauce still skeeve me out.
Yeah, that's right. You really don't. Yeah. You really won't eat. You ask for red sauce.
She smells like fish.
Well, that's one.
I do not like tartar sauce. I've gotten over eating mahi mahi, but I still won't. Like, if I want fish tacos and the fish that they have right now is mahi mahi, I'll tolerate it, but I don't ask for it as a fish entree.
There's
ever.
No way to talk
you
about.
You want to get a fish sandwich?
Thank you.
What is that playing?
I don't know.
Barracuda.
Hey, that's
a fish. That's
made
a fish,
sense, and I have no idea why.
That's a fish. It counts.
Still counts.
Hey,
still a fish.
All over the place here, people.
On great. Fire.
We're professionals.
Yeah. Can I get a fish sandwich?
There's not any places for you, Dutch, that made you sick that you won't go back to.
Yeah, there's Monica's Tacos.
Oh,
every time I've
God.
Been there, I've gotten sick.
I know that's not a sexual thing.
But it sounds
but
like
fucking
it.
Christ, does that sound
oh,
like a
yeah.
sexual
no,
thing?
Oh, yeah, it's called Monica's Tacos.
Last time I ate Monica's Taco, I was sick for a week.
Well, that's why it's tacos. There's more than one.
Oh, there's more than one Monica there?
Right.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, what did you order there?
Anytime I've eaten there, like three or four. Kelsey loves that place. I think it's because she used to be married to a Mexican guy. I don't know. We have to have an argument about that eventually. But she yeah, constantly so. Is getting. She's like, "Well, try something different." And every time I do it, I just have the shits for like 2 days straight.
But that's just Mexican food in general. I love Mexican food, but it always gives me the shits.
No, not. It's this one specific place that she loves to go to that makes me sick.
Maybe they get their water from Mexico.
Probably
that would explain it.
Oh, yeah,
important shitty water.
You're getting the Montezuma or whatever that's
why
called?
Are your margaritas so good? Oh, we bring our water from Mexico.
It's too authentic.
Oh, that would say Mexico, I guess, not Mexico. I'm a fucking terrible Hispanic.
Yeah, you're terrible.
But no, I could do Cuban accent. Mexican's different. It really is. We've talked about it on the show. There's like, when I talk about Hispanics, there's like 500 different dialects. And if you, probably 1,000 if you break into little subculture slangs and stuff.
It's like the difference between the way Americans speak English and the way like Irish people speak English.
Right. Like if you really get deep, there's like or Cockney, for example, like you don't even know what they're saying. And it's English, supposedly, right. But it's not, you know,
like I guess people from Chile. It's like almost impossible to figure out what kind of Spanish they speak. Or something like that.
Argentina, Spain, yeah. Like people from Spain speak like this.
They speak Spanish.
Well, no, but they speak from. They speak the Spanish in a way where every other calls them arrogant because they speak this very, like, it's the.
It sounds like people from England.
Yes,
like,
it's
very
the
proper.
It's the Downton Abbey of Spanish.
It's Downton, right. Not Downton.
Sorry, Downton.
It's Downton. It's Downton.
I'm fucking putting U's in everything. I speak American English.
Things will be great when you're downtown.
Downton.
A Downtown Arby's is more like it. That's going to be the American version of that show, Downtown Arby's, where they talk about the intricate things that are happening at the Arby's. Would you watch it?
Yeah.
See the size of this fucking turkey leg we got here?
But by the way, they're still going to get Dame Judi Dench. So don't worry about that. She's going to be in the show.
Okay.
Right.
She's going to be the manager at said
Arby's. She'll do a better southern accent than the rest of us could.
Again, and I posted this on Facebook, but if you watch Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, or Harry Potter, you realize there's only 7 or 8 British actors, and that's about it. Because they cycle through them. Like,
and one of them is American, Ben Peter Dinklage.
That's a good point. Oh, my God. You have a very good point. Some you know what I mean? That's why they have to get American guys to be
British.
British
accent than British people.
There's like 7 or 8. And they cycle. Like, yeah, I watch a lot of Doctor Who, for example, is very well known to use the same actor like 3 times, different roles.
Yeah.
Because there's a small pool of good actors.
I think they've used the whole island at this point. I think everyone in Britain has been an actor for something.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or at least in the background of some sort of Harry Potter
thing. Everyone has extra work done in England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. The whole British Isles, I'm pretty sure, they've all been on film.
How have they not gotten Patrick Stewart on Game of Thrones? I mean, he's British.
Well, that's a good call. I don't know.
Think about that. I mean,
think that would take everybody out of the movie. They'd be like, hey, it's the Captain Picard.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess there's
Dr. X. Or yeah.
Yeah, there's certain characters that I guess would kind of.
That's true. They don't really use famous people for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, people lost their shit because they saw Ed Sheeran for 5 seconds.
Oh, you know what? That's a very good point. Yeah.
That show kind of like made actors rather than getting ones that were made.
That's true.
Yeah, and look, for example, like we talked about in the Game of Thrones show, 9:45, by the way, tonight, the Game of Thrones recap, Beyond the Wall, we'll be talking that episode. But
awesome!
But we brought Kit Harington, for example, who plays Jon Snow. His acting was not that good. Rewatch the show. His acting has gotten night and day better when he started.
It looks like he's taking lessons.
Yeah, I really believe that. Like, he really is doing a lot better. And Peter Dinklage has always been great, but like we said,
Dinkles,
love him.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back to break, wow, we have so many more stories to get to. We talked about so much other stuff. We have to talk about ESPN and Robert E. Lee. Yeah, they're connected. All right, we will be right back. Hit it.
More radio.
How about funding a chair in the non-narrative cinema of self-identified pansexuals?
What?
We also need to hire more deans to decide which Halloween costumes are appropriate.
8 deans should do it.
Is this still a coven of capitalism where evil money can acquire a patina of virtue?
Yes, that's in our charter.
But with an issue as heteropatriarchal as nuclear power, we'll have to hire multicultural empathizers, build a new safe space.
Not so fast. We insist on a chair of anti-nuclear studies and a nuclear-neutral curriculum pathway.
Absolutely, Teddy.
This is the home of ruthless media disruptor Samuel F. B. Morse. Who's his successor? That fellow?
Fellow. That word is cisgender normative, okay? You're worse than Hitler!
Too late for flattery. I'm not giving this school a dime.
Second hour. Hippo Juice Show. More like radio.com/live if you're listening live. 954-573-2780. You still use that function on your smartphone. Welcome.
I'm waiting on Grizz and Floozies.
I know, I'm sorry. I've been busy.
2 weeks.
I know. Welcome, everybody. To the second hour. This is the Floozies. I forget what the name of the song is, but it is the Floozies. By the way, been watching some New Simpsons. Not bad. That was from a New Simpsons episode. Not bad. Been digging it.
We've been giving New Simpsons a shot.
And some of the new stuff isn't bad.
I didn't even know there was a new Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, you guys are on now. All right.
Yay. We had to take the board apart.
Sweet.
We got it.
All right. Perfect.
All credit goes to Ryan.
All right. Well, there's this guy named Robert Lee.
Robert E. Lee?
No, just Robert Lee. Who works for
the guy Neil Diamond sang about?
This Robert Lee guy works for ESPN, and after the Charlottesville thing that happened, ESPN pulled Robert Lee from the Virginia game in, and according to Sports Illustrated, in fear of negative press. Now,
here's the thing: he's a play-by-play guy that calls college football.
Yes,
and he was scheduled for a Virginia versus I forget who, but
yeah. The thing that we have to point out is that Robert Lee is an Asian American.
Oh.
He is an Asian dude. He's not a white guy, an Asian guy. So here,
so
I have
he's
a
not
video.
The leader of the Confederate Army?
No, that gentleman died many years ago. Let's see here.
Charlottesville, along with debate around removing monuments across the country, ESPN decided to pull a man named Robert Lee from calling its broadcast of UVA football season opener. Virginia is set to begin its season against William & Mary. ESPN said in a statement, "We collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding simply because of the coincidence of his name. In that moment, it felt right to all parties." The company also told...
Now, I'm reading that... Wow. I'm reading that now he is going to call the game, I believe, Someone double checked.
Oh, really?
That.
They went back on it?
Someone double checked that, but I believe.
Here's the thing is that, like, it's you're overdoing it. You made a bigger story out of it than what would have happened if you just let the guy call the game.
Doc Wheatley says the resemblance is uncanny.
Oh, my God. Do you think that they had some researchers look into it and then they found out it wasn't the same guy?
Well, actually, here's the thing is that I guess he's the one who went to ESPN and said, hey, is this a good idea that I should be calling this game? I mean, just for the optics of it.
But
and
here's
oh, yeah, switch them around.
Here's my point, though. My point is that
call him Bobby.
I resent that we're in a fucking situation in this country where that is a problem now. Like an Asian guy named Robert Lee. What about Bobby Lee from Mad TV? Should we fucking not let him fucking talk anymore? Because his real name is Robert. It's Robert Lee. So he shouldn't do comedy.
I was going to say is that ESPN kind of came under fire a couple of days ago. Did you hear about this? Where they do this thing every year where they do like 36 hours straight of they dedicate ESPN2 to just talking about fantasy football for, you know, 36 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And they have all the different shows coming in and out, people subbing in. And at one point they did what was called an auction draft, where basically you have a draft and whoever has the highest amount of money to draft this fantasy football draft. Uh-huh. But they had a guy up there with a gavel or whatever, and I guess they came under fire because it seemed like it was a slave auction.
Oh no!
When they were on the air,
they
got some flack for that, and you know you had dudes like Will Kane who's on First Take every once in a while who I don't really like that much because he's kind of snarky, but he was just kind of like, dude, at this point you're looking to get offended, and then Stephen A. Smith went back at him, see, who I love as well.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
That guy, they just started arguing. He's like, you don't know what it's like to be black. You know, just this whole
Stephen A. Smith nonsense. Doesn't know what it's like to be black.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Fuck you, Stephen A. Smith.
Catch me up on this real quick because I was just coming to ask if he talked about this. So this Asian dude's real name is Robert E. Lee, and they fired him solely because that's his name.
No, they didn't fire him. They switched him instead of calling. They were going to, I guess. Now it's different. But instead of him calling the Virginia home opener game, he's now going to be calling the Toledo game. He didn't get fired. They just switched him because of the optics, and now they're getting a lot of shit for like, oh my god, please! If any nobody would say anything.
But that's his birth name, right?
Yes,
Robert Lee, not E. Lee, just Robert Lee.
And simply because that's his name and he's an Asian dude, they stopped him from calling the game?
Well, they switched him. Instead of that, he's now calling the Toledo BYU game. So
there's got to be some hidden agenda for like minorities to like take over the U.S. That's what I think, because this is ridiculous. I feel ashamed to be an American.
I really doubt this.
Well, no, here's the thing is that
put their panties on like big girl mode.
Well, they like I said, because they came under fire for that auction draft, which, left wing groups were saying that was a slave auction, even though it was fantasy football. Because of that, now they're skittish and they're just trying to avoid anything at all costs. And now the story has gotten bigger than it should have been in the first place.
The left hand people are bullies. They're being bullies. Like, when are people just going to be like, I don't really give a fuck?
They already are.
Oh, they're beyond giving a fuck. They're now just stabbing each other.
So let me ask. So did people complain and then ESPN made the move, or ESPN just made the move preemptively?
I believe from what Dutch said, the guy said that this might look bad, and ESPN said, you're right, we're not going to have you on because of your name.
Oh, so he said it himself then?
Right, Dutch, was it him? The way you said it was...
That's the word, because, I mean, if you look at the statement, they said we both kind of came to the conclusion. I think he brought up, and he's like,
here's what I think happened.
Do you think it's going to look bad for us? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's definitely going to look bad for us.
Here's what I think really happened. I think ESPN pulled him, and then they said, hey, dude, you have to say that it was your idea, too, because this is looking bad. And he probably said, yeah, that's fine. I'll say it was my idea, too, so whatever. I'll be a good company man.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense. That makes the most sense.
Either way. It's not like the guy got fired. It's not like he's losing work. But you know
it's like I want to bring this up, but I haven't looked at Facebook, and at the risk of it probably being a meme already 100 times, if it is, I haven't seen it, but – how long until they start taking down like KFCs and Colonel Sanders?
Well, yeah, there's that.
Was he considered a a racist back in the day?
No, he just looks like General Robert E. Lee.
Oh,
exactly. He dresses like him, and he dresses like a colonel from the South in the Civil War.
I think I've seen
Colonel Sanders was an American businessman. I don't think he was an actual. He was just the actual guys.
You know who actually was a real racist? Mm. Walt Disney.
Yeah, exactly. But no one wants to admit that.
Except Family Guy. They try to remind you every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know. I'm just so tired of all. I'm really thinking of deactivating my Facebook and social media because I can't stand it anymore.
I like it. I like seeing the people and their stupidity.
I hate it. It's stupid. They're like babies. I hate it so much. I don't even know what word I could find that's worse than hate, but it's worse than that.
Big Bang Theory, that's worse than hate.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, I Big Bang Theory it.
Wow, can we use Big Bang Theory to replace hate? Because I'm all down for that. I Big
BBG.
Bang.
Yeah.
All right. I BBG Nazis, guys. I'm not going to lie to you right now. I BBG
it's
all Nazis.
Big Bang Theory T.
BBT, sorry.
BBG.
BBT, you're right.
Worse than the people complaining about nothing, what bothers me is everybody who wants to make a quote on Twitter that's going to become something that's going to be shared around. That's what bothers me more than everybody. Like I saw one that somebody said something like, he said something like, when you think about it, Americans were the first Nazis.
Germans were the first Nazis. Germans were.
You don't know what Nazis are.
Get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
Thank you, Anderson Cooper. every once in a while, he likes to remind us the real thing about... What Germans respect. Yes, thank you, Anderson Cooper.
Giant vaginas.
Humongous. Anderson Cooper does not, however.
That was an Asian that got stuck in that giant vagina.
Yes, it was an Asian. I believe I remember that story
correctly. It was an Asian man.
It was.
He was very curious.
To this day, there's certain clips I have. I'm like, what context was that in? Because a lot of my clips that I have, I just pull from news stories that we do on the air, but I completely forgot what he was talking about with that one.
There was zero context that exists that would make any sense.
It was a college Asian student that walked up to a statue of a vagina in Germany, decided to crawl inside, and got stuck. What?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That happens to everybody. This never happened to you?
Don't worry.
Well, let's move here to a local story.
I would have done it.
This story is from Florida.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Wiener.
Wiener.
I wonder why we hate you, Marie. You're such a prude.
Florida man said child porn to TV anchor, sheriff says.
What?
Bartow, Florida. This is right by us.
All right.
Let me. A 20-year-old man.
Every week, just what your state does is incredible to me.
Fantastic.
Okay. You know, first
not my state.
Everybody knows it too. And the funniest thing was, I was watching a new episode of Tosh.0 the other day. And he said something like, and they're on season 9. And he goes, well, let's go back to Florida where our streak of one Florida video every single episode for 9 years still continues.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
And he was not joking.
We have a whole segment dedicated to your dumb state. It's so great.
One clip every episode for 9 years.
A 20-year-old man sent child pornography to a Florida television news anchor Twitter account, authorities said.
What else was he going to send into the mail?
Polk County. You know what? Millennials are killing child pornography. I'll be the first to say
they really are.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Jett said Browning was arrested Friday and now faces federal child porn charges. Those are the worst kind.
What was?
Judd said Browning used a Twitter account to follow Bay 9 News anchor and then began sending explicit messages. When she blocked his...
Why would any female news anchor think, well, the child porn convinced me that he's a good man?
when she blocked his account, Judd says, then he created an additional account and continued sending the images. He even sent images to the station's main Twitter page.
Dude, relentless. His end game here?
The anchor wasn't identified by authorities, but Judd said she's scared for her life.
Scarred for life.
Well, it should be
not
scared.
Not scared for her life. Scarred for life.
By the horrific images. Judd says the anchor's
husband. Remember when Megavoy said staring Ryan?
Yes, I do remember that.
Right. I forgot.
Sort of starring Ryan?
Oh, because that's so inside for that the just, new listeners.
Just trigger that memory.
No, that's so inside. Okay, so for the listeners, we had the guy who did like a mega voice thing for our intro a couple years ago. And Roy sent him like the script and stuff, and he accidentally, instead of saying starring, he
said
only
staring.
Put one R.
Yeah.
And it said staring, and the guy just read it because he's a robot. Read
no
it regular.
Common sense well, activation.
That's right. No, yeah, the thing is,
think he would look at it and be like, he clearly meant.
That's
nope,
right. That's Ryan's nickname. Now we just call him old Staring Ryan.
Staring Ryan.
Staring Ryan.
I remember listening when you guys sent me that stuff so I could make the intro. I'm like,
I don't get it.
Doesn't make sense. Staring. Why is he what?
Your common sense activation didn't work either.
Well, Marie, do you want to read the Macarena story?
Were we finished with the last?
Yeah,
we were. Yeah, we were.
The guys.
The Macarena story?
Is still around.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Macarena.
Now you're arrested.
Saudi police detain 14-year-old boy for dancing in the street.
Yes, he was dancing the Macarena.
It's about time.
Was he dancing to Dancing in the Street, or was he dancing to Macarena? Was it a boy that was born because of the Macarena?
There it is. There he is. There he's dancing.
I was already playing it, but
was he? Was any?
No. This is the video.
Oh, okay.
I am not trying to do that.
When I dance, they call me Macarena.
Okay, so
that's great.
It's in Saudi Arabia. It's this kind of fat kid, and he's dancing in the Macarena in the middle of a crosswalk. It's actually very funny.
He looks like the younger kid from Modern Family.
Yeah, or he kind of looks like, what was that, the kid from Waiting.
He looks like Andy Milonakis.
Andy Milonakis, that's the one.
There you go.
He's wearing sweatpants that are shorts and a loosely fitting polo shirt.
Wow, he's not even doing the Macarena dance. He's just dancing to it however he wants.
He's a rebel. He's a rebel without a cause.
I don't think this boy knows what the real Macarena is.
Saudi police,
the Macarena at all.
Saudi police said on Tuesday
that he's now beheaded.
That they had detained the 14-year-old boy who was filmed dancing in the 1990s hit song at a street crossing in the coastal city of Jeddah.
But what?
And the clip was
that?
Widely shared on social media. The teenager, whose name and nationality were not given, was being questioned because he had shown improper public behavior and disrupted traffic. A statement from the Mecca police said it was not clear whether he would be formally charged. In the 45-second video,
now,
the teenager...
What do you get formally charged with for dancing to the Macarena?
Being awesome? In the 45-second...
Disrupting the peace, maybe?
It's too seductive.
In the 45-second video, the teenager wearing a striped T-shirt, gray sports shorts, and a brightly colored shoes in the middle of a crosswalk, he starts dancing to the catchy tune in front of five lanes of cars stopped at the traffic light.
The audacity.
Earlier this month, police arrested...
Well, I mean, look, if you're going to be a dick and hold up traffic...
No, he wasn't holding enough traffic. It was a red light.
Yeah,
it was a red light. He starts dancing in the catchy tune. Earlier this month, police arrested and released a Saudi singer for using the dab move on an onstage dance. Touching the face.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently touching the face of the crook of the elbow.
Was he arrested because it's so out of style?
Are you kidding me? Saudi Arabia literally just got the dab. They just got it.
He got arrested for being dope AF.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know what? That's being very anti-Big Bang Theory, if you ask me. The dance had been banned in the kingdom on the grounds that it was advocated or encouraged drug abuse, according to the Saudi media. Saudis are among the most active users of social media in the Arab world, using internet as
an
outlet.
That's racist.
What?
It's racist, Royce.
The Arab, but that's what it says.
You said the Saudis.
Was it Saudi?
But that's...
That's what it says.
No. I'm saying you're... Never mind. Forget it.
I don't know.
I don't either.
What happened?
Yeah, never mind.
What happened?
I was saying that the article was being racist as a joke.
Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy Testaburger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy. Liar.
Maybe we don't recognize his dance.
You're
of the
so cute.
Maybe we don't recognize his dance of the Macarena because in Saudi Arabia they read from.
Are we not mentioning that he's wearing Crocs?
No.
We're just ignoring that he's wearing Crocs?
Yes.
Look at the picture. He's wearing Crocs.
I know.
They're so comfortable.
That's the only
though.
Thing he did right.
Yeah.
Where does the sweat go? Ew.
I'll tell you where the sweat goes through all the holes and it just vaporizes up.
Yep.
Foam shoes in the summer.
No, you gotta wear Crocs and socks. That's the key. The socks,
yes.
The socks absorb the sweat.
Crocs yes. and socks.
You gotta go Crocs and socks.
Maybe.
And then the snow boots over the Crocs hold the Crocs in place.
Yes, that's right.
It stops being comfortable, but
they don't.
Boy,
they don't have snow in Saudi Arabia.
Are you sure?
Yeah. See, Ryan's stupid jokes, y'all laugh at.
There's mountains in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. You can see the snow.
Okay,
up there.
Well, not right here.
And they also go in Parma.
What do you think that guy does now?
Probably lives in Saudi Arabia.
Snow.
Probably.
No, he has a show on DIY where he rebuilds homes.
You're thinking of Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he does now.
Sorry.
It's called Ice.
So stupid
it's called
Dutch.
It's called
sorry,
Ice.
Just white rappers. They all kind of blend together with me.
It's called Ice
Sugar
House.
Ray.
That's not what it's uh-huh. called. I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
Remember when we used to work at Burger King and Vanilla Ice would go through the drive thru all the time?
Yeah, him and The Rock.
And The Rock. That's right. All the
you guys
time.
You guys were in an area where you guys fuck had them yes. coming through your drive thru?
Yeah, we lived in Davies, so there was like this really like
I didn't know that.
I can't believe we didn't know that all these
that's
years.
That's crazy.
So we lived in Davies.
Yeah.
which was the Burger King was the closest one to like this Weston area and this other like area that had really big houses or homes. Still has. And Vanilla Ice lived there, but also The Rock lived there as well. And he used to go by the drive-thru all the time. I think he used to order a fish filet sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm. And he came by in his convertible Volvo.
Yes, that's
oh
right.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Don't tell me that.
This is when he was still like a wrestler.
Yeah, this is early.
He wasn't making bank.
This is early The Rock. This is earlier The Rock.
What's wrong with him going through and getting drive-thru?
No, it's the convertible Volvo.
He drove a Volvo. That's the problem.
That's like making me want to bark.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. He's not safety minded. I'm sorry because he's safety minded.
Yeah, I was
going
to say highest safety rating next to a Subaru.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's perfect hubby material.
He's a WWF at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, a Volvo was a good car, at least according to rap. I don't know if you're familiar with Trick Daddy, but he was riding around in his brand new 99 Fodo Volvo.
Hey,
right.
Do you guys think Vanilla Ice is gay? I really think he's gay.
Well, right, but
have you never seen a show? He's very, I don't know.
He's a bad actor. I know he's a bad actor. I know that with all their setup, you know, shit with him and his other, I don't know what that guy is. You guys ever seen that show?
But look at those eyebrows.
No.
Come on now.
Yeah. He's just a wannabe.
The picture Marie just posted is like so like George Michael-esque.
Yeah, well, that was hot back in 1990. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he had lightning bolts shaved in his head.
With gay guys.
I don't know.
I think in the 90s it was just cool.
I think he likes it both ways.
So, yeah, The Rock had a Volvo. White people.
Now, hold on a second. Yes. Hold on. How many? Did you guys actually have any interactions with him? Like, did you
outside
of ego, sir? Or did you be like, hey, big fan? Or did you guys say anything?
No, I mean, I will go, hey, man, again, remember, this is early The Rock. This is before the movies. This is just like, you know, still had the curly Q hair, WWE Rock.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
You guys were in South Florida. He played for the University of Miami. You could.
Oh,
least-
no. Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you this. I got The Rock's. I got Dwayne Johnson's autograph when he was still playing for UM. My grandfather took me to the practice and there was this yellow trucker hat that he had because all he had on him. And I got Dwayne Johnson's out and the rest of the whatever year it was, Miami Hurricanes, to sign it.
Yeah, that was
keep in mind, he was on the Hurricanes. He didn't really
play.
He was
a backup. He was
on the bench. He was a backup, so he wasn't even known for that.
Right. But, yeah, and I don't want to bother him, you know. Like, you know, he just wanted to get his fucking sandwich and his Volvo and go back to – I guarantee you that was his wife's Volvo that he drove there.
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
But, okay, guys. Black Lives Matter has 10 requests for white people.
Only 10?
Now, as a little – hey, don't sigh
is
yet.
Watermelon one of them?
Maybe – okay, that's not nice. Maybe there's – a maybe there's, okay, let's put a couple things out there. Number one, Ryan and I are Cuban. Marie is half Armenian. Dutch is white, but he has more black
and half black.
And half black.
I almost choked.
Yeah. So here's the 10 things they want. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Leah, what are you?
What, yeah, exactly. You're half what?
I don't really know what you are.
I am half Scottish, and the other half of me is Persian and Indian, and black from the indigenous part of the Caribbean.
Okay. Well, that's a whopper there.
Okay.
All right.
So basically, I tell people I am Scottish and West Indian, so make it simple.
All right. Well, a Black Lives Matter leader says some things I'm think that they should change. Thinks that something should change. Here's the 10 things that they want. Let me see what's
number
the name
one.
Of this?
White people, if you don't have any descendants, will your property to a black or brown family? Will your property to a black or brown family, preferably one that lives in generational poverty?
So if you're dying and you don't have family, you should will your shit to a random black family. Number two, white people, if you're inheriting property you intend to sell upon acceptance, give it to a black or brown family. You're bound to make that money in some other white privileged way.
Oh.
This is really racist what they're doing here.
It's really racist, right?
Wait, where was this written?
This is, well, the original article was...
I'll post it in the chat.
Yeah.
Number three.
This is straight up anti-white. Like, that's bad.
That's the whole thing now. Number three. If you are a developer or realty owner of multifamily housing, build a sustainable complex in a black or brown blighted neighborhood and let black and brown people live in it for free.
Do you understand how patronizing that is?
Leo Weekly is the name of the website. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you understand how patronizing that is, though? Like, do you know how patronizing that is to people saying that you're not smart enough? Here, take everything.
Take everything, yeah.
Like, you know that that's
is
more...
Is this supposed to be a joke?
No, this is real.
By Chanel Helm.
No, this is real.
Number four, white people.
A package of covering Louisville's reaction to Charlottesville. Check out the pieces.
But does Black Lives Matter, yourself? Like, are they holding somebody hostage? No. Why are they making demands?
I don't know. So they'll stand during the national anthem?
They feel like that they have the right to make demands now. Like, number four, white people... If you can afford to downsize, give up the home you own to a black or brown family.
What?
A
family.
What? I don't even want to hear this.
Yeah, this is just straight racism for white people.
So basically, if you have a nice house.
Yep.
By the way, not necessarily, but because this is the thing. It's like my grandparents all came from Cuba and my mom was born in Cuba. So it's not like we had nothing.
You're a brown person.
Yeah. So I don't want your shit. I want your shit.
Well, you don't need it.
I know, dude. Like, I actually was on a circle that you wouldn't expect this from. It was a Wiccan, like, community circle. Do you guys know what Wiccans are?
Yes, but why are you involving yourself with Wiccan people?
Oh, because I'm a Wiccan. Oh, but anyway, I don't even care what you think, Dutch. Anyway,
I know. I'm just saying.
I haven't said this earlier, but I'm looking at you now, Dutch. I don't like how you look shaved.
Oh, I told you. 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 I told you.
Royce yelled at me yesterday about the same thing.
It bothers me.
You look so creepy.
I want to punch him.
It is weird seeing it because I'm not used to that, but you look like you could just like cuddle your face, like caress it.
You guys are giving me a complex, by the way.
Yeah, because
forget the boys. It doesn't matter unless you're into dudes.
Like you need another complex.
You look like an assistant manager at Circuit City.
There it is. That's what it is. Thank you. Perfect.
No,
that's what it is. That's
Radio
exactly
Shack.
What he looks like.
The Geek Squad.
Assistant manager.
Anyway, I was on this circle reading this stuff, and it was on the eclipse. Like, all these witches were doing all these spells, right? Stop laughing and listen to my story, dude.
I don't care about your story. Listen. I'm laughing at Ryan's joke. Let me have fun with my friend.
I complimented your face.
Well, nobody cares
so
about Wiccans,
give
so.
Me 2 minutes. No, but I'm just saying, like, usually you think they're people who, like, don't care about all that stuff, right? And they were telling everyone to put spells on granting wealth and writing checks to anyone who's black that you know. So why? It's literally penetrating every single part of society. And as somebody who's part black, I am disgusted. I can't
now,
stand
now,
it.
Now there's a hashtag going, we want the beard back. Thank you, Frozen Asian.
Yes, we want the beard back.
Number five.
I like facial hair, so I'm good with that.
Number five.
Got stuff going on. That is like
why did you shave it?
Because it was getting unruly and I was hot.
So trim it.
It took too long to trim it with the clipper. You know, you have to get every little piece of it. If I just went off, it was just a lot easier. Plus, I have a bar mitzvah. I'm doing a bar mitzvah this weekend.
What does that have to do with anything?
Do you have to be shaven for that?
Jewish people have beards. Moses did.
I know. I just random thought. I didn't care about talking about.
I'm assuming Noah did, too.
I was just moving off to something different.
I really hate you.
Have you guys ever been to a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah? I guess this is bat mitzvah, which is girls.
We've been to a Jewish wedding, but I've never been to a bar.
I went to a Jewish wedding.
Yeah.
Those look really fun, actually.
They are.
I wanted to go.
My sister got married to a Jewish guy, but he's kind of Jewish. He's like, you know, not really that Jewish, but it was a Jewish ceremony.
He's wedding Jewish.
What is that?
He's technically Jewish, but he doesn't ever follow. He doesn't go to temple. He doesn't do any of that stuff. Gotcha. But for his mom and his dad's sake, he had a Jewish
wedding.
Keeping
up appearances.
Exactly. So they did the whole, like, you know, playing the, you know, the Hava Nagila, but they played the techno version of it, which I thought was hilarious.
Which is the good one.
I think I have that.
I didn't know that existed.
That sounds
please
super
play
badass.
It. I want to hear it right now while we read number five. It's a little loud.
You lifting him up on the chairs and you're jumping around. And I actually did this at a wedding a couple of weeks ago.
Not going to lie, this sounds really fun.
So.
I liked
is
it.
Anyone rolling?
Wow.
Like doing Molly?
Isn't that great?
I enjoyed that very much.
Is the MDMA kosher?
Yeah.
Has the Molly been blessed by a rabbi or what?
Oh God!
We're ready to party.
More products than it does it.
Yeah, oh my God!
Oh God! Can you imagine a Jewish rave? It'd be awesome.
Yes, I would totally. I would pay anything to be there.
The reason why I brought this up is because I'm definitely going to have some stories for you guys when I come back, because it's basically going to be like 150. Jewish
people whining.
Yeah, that's some party.
Complaining
I've never
about
been
everything.
To a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, but this one should be fun.
Okay, real quick. We have five more things that Black Lives Matter wants white people to do. Number five, Marie.
Oh, now I can?
Now you can.
If any of the people you intend to leave your property are racist assholes, change the will and will your property to a black or brown family, preferably one from generational
But what if
poverty.
The what if wait, this is a crazy thought here. Do you know that there's some black and brown families that are also racist?
Nope.
Have you ever thought of that? You think racism is something that is 100% contained?
Yes.
To the fucking white community?
Yes.
Do you know how racist Hispanics are?
Can I put something? Can I put something to a vote real quick? Can we just move on to a new story? Because this is just straight up racism towards white people, and it's just going to get us mad, and it's not fun. I don't feel like this is good radio. Can we just move on to something different?
Well, as a white person in this conversation, you might get outvoted.
Yeah, I'm liking
half
this.
Black.
I'm liking this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more black than you.
Where? Just downstairs?
By the way,
half my siblings are black.
You guys
half black.
You guys mentioned rave. Have you guys seen the video of a raver kid who died, and at his funeral, what he wanted was people to rave at his funeral while the rest of his family is in suits crying, looking
terrified.
That's
awesome.
Yes, it was weird, dude. I saw that video. Yeah,
why?
Have you seen it, Royce? Can you play it?
Can you pull it up? Put the link in the chat room if you can pull it up.
Just go to YouTube, type rave funeral. It's the second video. It's 29 seconds. It's amazing.
Royce, have you seen this?
You would have wanted it that way.
I'm really impressed that a raver had the foresight to have a will.
No, not that.
Just
type rave funeral. It's 29 seconds.
Yeah, it's the second one.
Second one,
I would have totally crashed that funeral just to honor the raver.
It was amazing. I saw it, and I didn't think it was real. And then you look at the horrible family. Yeah, that second
right
one,
there,
goth
there,
rave. There. 1, 2, 3,
dance with me.
Look at
the family. Move your
feet. Oh, my God. One of them's wearing like a thing. Look like they're Burning Man.
No, hold on. Wait till it pans right. 1, 2, 3,
That's really awkward.
Only in Florida.
This is Florida?
Well, there's palm trees. It could be California. It could be California. Just because
I need more background. I need more background. Give me more
Look
info
at
now.
The family just mortified with these four idiots with gas masks on.
Wait, you need more background? All the family's Jewish. Look at them.
No, forget that. How did the kid die?
There's no Jews in California.
How
are you kidding me? That's all of Hollywood.
That's the highest concentration
okay, sorry,
of Jews.
I'm an idiot.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you serious? All right, listen. I don't care about whether they're Jewish or not. What I do care about is, number one, how did this kid die? Number two, because he has to be young because they don't look like old ravers.
I feel like we should play this over again. I think we should start from the beginning and analyze it again.
Dance with me.
It's really fun to focus on the people in the background, like the young mother holding her baby over her shoulder.
Look at that one with her hand on her face.
Someone's crying.
This isn't America because the police have shirts that say policia. So this isn't America.
Oh, but there's palm trees.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Mexico.
Have you heard of
South America?
South America, the Caribbean. It's very possible, but yeah. Sorry, I'm playing it again now. I have to.
I'm impressed that it looks like at least five or six.
That wasn't a cop wearing a policia shirt. That was one of the ravers.
No, in the back. In the back. Right here.
That's the security guy. Yeah.
You're right. I'm wrong. Yeah,
policia. It says policia, so that's got to be maybe Mexico?
Probably somewhere in South America, yeah.
I can't get over this. Why would they do this? I need more background.
It's probably what he wanted.
Yeah, it was, you know.
I mean, seriously, though, like, would you want people, like, just crunched over, bawling their eyes out? You know, like, it's not really anything that sad. It's just a transition.
I mean, I get that you don't want, you know, I've heard that before. You don't want people sad at your funeral, but
you want them to have a good time, have a fun time.
Celebrate what
I don't think this is what that guy envisioned, though. Having four people
100% sure that's
dancing uncomfortably in front of the rest of his family that's just sitting there mortified.
Yeah, I don't think like New Orleans jazz funerals where it's fun and they take you down and they play the horn. I don't think they were thinking, you know, one day this is going to morph into a bunch of ravers around a casket. Like, I think y'all are wrong.
He was probably right there with them raving too.
Maybe the ravers are right and the rest of his family are just a bunch of squares who don't want to get in.
Yeah, it could be that.
I don't know.
God, it's so hacked to just sit and be depressed at a funeral. Do something different.
I don't think that should be a...
Yeah, but that was... And that's just it. He thought in his head, I'm not going to be a hack. I'm going to do something different. And he probably thought that everybody would be on board with having it, but only four people were on board.
This is the problem, is that he didn't envision that his four friends would remember what he said when he was messed up on drugs.
Right.
I guarantee he doesn't even remember saying it. One of his friends said, hey, one time didn't he say he wanted this? We should honor him.
It'd be really cool, like, at my funeral, like, if my close friends, like, had an orgy or something. Not, like, at the casket, but, like, a separate party since I love sex so much. That would be
cool. That's probably a really bad idea and everyone's going to get arrested.
No, like, in private. Like, at a house.
Children involved.
Like, at a house. You know, like, light candles and do a little thing and then have an orgy.
I don't foresee that happening.
I know. People suck. It's terrible.
Yeah,
just not open-minded.
Yeah, people suck.
I like how people suck and not the idea sucks.
People suck.
I mean, it just they're not open-minded. Like, what's wrong with an orangey? You just get to experience like.
I think the problem is somebody had Vanilla Sky on and fell asleep recently. It's not real life. It's not real life.
All right, Dutch. What do you want at your funeral?
What about my funeral?
Hoagies.
I want to be there. That's what I want to do.
Hoagies
in
a cook.
Death.
Dutch wants to be buried in one of those heart-shaped hot tubs in the Poconos.
I want to see who shows up and who actually gives a shit.
And
that's the only thing I want.
Afterwards, like when you found out.
Well,
like,
then I would actually die. Right. I mean, whatever.
What would you do? Like, if you found out that, like, the people that you thought would be there just aren't.
What was that movie where the kid faked his own death and that was the same thing that happened? Like, nobody really showed up and he was just kind of like, oh.
Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
I know what movie. The Tears in Our Stars or the Something in Our Freaking Crying Eyes Out movie. Something like
that. Okay, so you don't really know.
No.
You're just throwing words together at this point.
I did see a movie like that where it was like... some big, everybody went crazy about it. It'll make you cry and you'll love it so much. And I watched it. It was stupid anyway. But the kid died and nobody showed up but like his girlfriend and his best friend. So I thought that was a movie you were talking about.
No.
Tears in okay, our
hold on.
Skies,
here you go.
Skies or something.
Over okay, so over under on the number of people you would think that would actually show up at your funeral if you were to die tomorrow.
Who's going? Who's answering first?
I'll go first, just all because right. I have such a large extended family. I have like over 100, and I have like 200 cousins actually now at this point. Mm-hmm. I think my number would be maybe 100, 150.
Nope.
I think
with the size of my family, they
I
all
see the way they keep you. I see the way they keep you out of photos. I doubt it.
That's what I'm thinking.
They probably would honor the wrong kid. There's so many of them. You probably got confused.
They'll have a picture up of the wrong kid.
Right. They that would brother be Aaron hilarious. Be like, oh my god! I thought you were the one who died.
He shows up. Oh, this is awkward. Oh,
oh this wasn't for Caleb.
Ah, god damn it! Again.
On an unrelated matter, where are the ravers?
I think for mine, I think like
oh my god, Dutch. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, are you done?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I think four people out of my immediate family, and then the Lopez's out of obligation.
What do you think, Dutch? Now instead of me doing what you want when you die, what if I just annoyingly, if you die before us, throw a rave even though you don't want it at your funeral?
I don't want it. You just got to show up
all
with
sudden,
gas
all
masks on.
Dutch, that is what's happening.
Yeah, I agree.
Dutch wanted this.
Please do that to annoy my immediate family.
Even if it's just Royce and I, we're going to rave at your funeral. And we're going
to
say that you said
this.
Yeah.
Raving.
Actually, no, let's take the Macarena and slow it down
to
be.
No, you're raving to Hava Nagila.
No.
I'm not even Jewish.
No, Dutch. No, we'll take the EDM version of Dutch. Shut up. We'll take the EDM version of Hava Nagila, slow it down to be sad, and Hava Nagila it's slow and melancholy.
Or Ryan could do a pipe organ version of it.
I know. I still want us to dance really hard how they are. They're throwing limbs everywhere. They're sweating.
I'm saying this is get ready, Dutch. Not that many people get to see what's going to happen at their funeral. Watch this video closely.
Dance with me. 1, 2, 3.
See that? I'm going to wear the Sub-Zero mask and everything.
Gas mask on.
Oh, my God. That would be so great.
I don't want a big funeral.
Oh, wait. I thought it was four. It was only three people doing this.
Yeah.
No, there's four.
Was there? Oh, yeah. Whatever. Okay.
I don't
know if it changes anything.
Here's the thing. Yeah, it doesn't really change it. I don't know why I even brought that up. Who cares about the number, Joel?
Yeah, I always mess with my buddy Tony, too. I always said if he dies before me, I'm not going to fill his casket with packing peanuts or, like, just something really annoying. Just really, really annoying.
What I request is that only my closest friends get together at a bar with my cremated remains, do a Bill Bratsky bit about me, and then Garden State my way, and then throw me into a Grand Canyon or something.
No.
Like ashes.
But here's what's really going to happen.
Aw, damn it! It's going to be a fucking tradition, isn't it? Yeah, we're all gonna, this is going to be like our 21 gun.
At each other's funerals.
This is going to be our 21 gun salute that we all just rave to each other.
Oh, God, that would be amazing. Dance with me.
I wonder what song they really dance to, because you could tell somebody put that music over the video. I'd love to know what song they really dance to.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I actually have the real version.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. You want to play it? Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yep, you're right. There it is. Oh, it works. Yeah, you're right.
I don't understand how raving works. Like, do you just throw your limbs? Like, well, is there emotions?
You're on drugs, right?
Pattern.
You're on drugs.
Whatever. You can dance. Mostly, I like to get back rubs.
That's just
or
being
light shows.
That's being on Molly. That's not really so much raving in general. That's just being on Molly.
Molly stinks. Ecstasy's a lot better.
Oh my God! You see, that's an old man thing to say.
Old man thing to say, man. I went to raves back in the early 2000s. So.
Do you think when those people left that funeral and someone asked them how it was, they said it was so raven?
Ew.
No? Yes? No?
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
That's funny. I'm funny.
He's kind of funny.
Yeah, I have to say this isn't even the...
Wait, I think I have a Ryan bomb I haven't used in years.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Hold on, he has to go in the archives. This he's going
even,
deep.
This isn't even the first
that's in a while.
Ryan!
There it is.
Thank you.
That isn't even the first that's so Raven
Ryan!
Joke.
Anybody know Ryan?
That's not the first
Ryan,
that's so Raven joke
somebody.
This month.
I know.
Ryan sucks.
I've heard way too many Raven that's so Raven jokes lately, mostly because of Game of Thrones.
Ah, I like you, Ryan. You're cool.
I love that one.
I have so many fucking Ryan drops. I forgot about this.
You're cool. Northwest Florida man changed
my mouth with my tongue and testicles.
Come on, Ryan. What does that have to do with anything right now?
We're trying I don't know
to
if talk I'm gay yet. Start.
Ryan, come on. Fix your mic first off. We're trying to talk here.
That was early days.
Northwest Florida man changed ex's locks while she was
and then one reserve saw a search comes up.
You found all of Ryan's stuff, didn't you?
I just typed in Ryan. I have like 18,000 clips of him.
Are you proud of yourself now?
Yep, because I finally get to use them.
Northwest Florida man.
Oh my God. There's a video. Back away.
Can you? Come on.
Would you just like to close
I was
up?
In a committed relationship with a man for 18 years.
Stop it. Stop it.
That doesn't sound anything like me.
That could have been any Ryan Lopez.
That could have been any Ryan Lopez.
Games are like smoking, drinking, or cars. They don't kill people, but they lead to things that kill you.
Come on, Ryan. It's current year. You can't say that. Northwest Florida man changed X's locks.
It's March. Avatar director James Cameron.
Sorry, not that one.
Oh, now you got to stop because you fucked up.
11 members of the president's advance team.
Okay, can you pause that real quick?
Yes.
The credibility that they are using is a bouncer at a Florida game strip club. Credibility.
It's like.
Now I'm just playing Ryan Botches here.
Oh, you know what? Dutch's computer remembers.
Dutch.
It never
forgets. Oh, I remember.
How many more do you have?
Enough for the rest of the show.
Should we just stop trying?
I have like 18.
I would like to hear them. I mean, if this is like post me, that's
oh
like
my
cool.
God, I just typed in Ryan in my search thing and that. Wow. Okay, hold on.
We're back here on Hippo Juice 954-573-2780s. Yeah, those leg by guys are really just turning into hateful racist.
Yeah.
People.
So I was going to say about those leg guy studios, they don't really know much about sports.
But leg guy studio.
But you know what? They're really passionate about sports.
No, sorry. That's when we go to the gay break. The leg guy studios.
Leg guys. Yeah.
Mobby.
Okay.
Mobby.
808 Dutch.
Can I please get to
because
this story?
We haven't had him on in 2 years, and I just want to play his botches.
No, just let Dutch get this out.
Okay.
Go
right.
Ahead, Dutch.
Go ahead, Dutch.
Our microwave is pretty big. It'll probably fit a 6-week-old.
It probably fit, but even though it was on the rotating tray, the legs were like hitting the sides, and so it's just kind of going back and forth.
I was actually just thinking that.
You could turn the turntable off in my microphone.
Not microphone?
Is that Sean?
Who don't that? Wink like you didn't just make a mistake, Ryan.
Hold on.
Are we done?
Well, that was me being stupid and wrong.
Thumbs down. See,
Dutch likes to blur the line. He likes to create something called infotainment.
Infotainment? All right.
It's informative information.
Okay, you know what? Okay, the reason behind it was I wanted them to like just get the general sense of how our show is.
Yes,
hold on,
Marianne.
Ryan,
also stupid Marianne.
Ryan just said informative infotainment.
Yes, I know I messed up because I didn't think it was worthy enough. It wasn't even that bad of a mess up. I just said the same word twice.
It's informative information.
All right, can I please...
So, Ryan, would you rather drive a Bugatti or a Ferrari?
A Bugatti.
Oh, wait. No, hold on. That's part two. That's us making fun of your botch. Here's the original botch.
Man builds his own $1 million Bugatti supercar by hand.
Yeah. I was just kind of pointing it out because what have you done with your life?
Oh.
Ouch.
The guy took a...
I talked about the guy who built his own million-dollar Bugatti supercar.
Bugatti.
I didn't even. My slip wasn't nearly that bad. Play it back.
Wow, do we jump on things quick?
Hold on, we're back live really quick. To be fair, that one wasn't even fair. Like he barely messed up.
It wasn't
even
fair.
We completely ripped into him for
no
reason.
That was during the time where we were jumping on each other like every other. That was back in 2012. Like that's when that came from.
Well, learn how to say words better, everyone, including me.
She is a complete nutter idiot. Like she totally.
Sociopath. She's a sociopath like you.
She is a sociopath.
She is. She's a sociopath.
She's a therapist. Like they're all a little weird.
Like I said, a sociopath.
Don't worry. I tell girls that I build orphanages also. And it normally doesn't work because of that example of not being able to pronounce the word. That's my drawback.
You really disappoint me sometimes.
Nice.
At least I'm aware of how dumb I am.
I will say, out of anybody else, you catch your own flubs and you just address them immediately.
But you have to.
It doesn't save me because here we are.
Because apparently, all they do, they showed this 24 hours a day. I think the channel's going to fold now that the case is over. I don't know what they have left.
They're going to murder another baby just to have another trial.
Of course, Nancy Drew, Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew.
Drew would have solved this.
Isn't she a fictitious character?
I would have gotten the
Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys.
I have a raging clue.
Nancy Drew would have solved the case. But however, Nancy Grace, who I also was talking about on purpose.
That's my husband. That is him.
Nancy Drew. We're back live.
I can't believe I have this many.
The Nancy Drew one is wonderful. God, I forgot. That one fucking still killing me. Jesus Christ.
That's a pretty good
You guys should see it when he does it in arguments. Like when he does it legitimately and he still thinks that he's being... It's really... I don't know what to do with myself when it happens. I don't know if I should laugh or look at him like... Should I explode or should I laugh?
It's awful because it's not in a funny scenario.
But
two people pissed at each other.
And I'm like, that doesn't even make sense, Ryan. And he's like, and he tries to make it make sense because we're in an argument instead of it being a comedy show. Yeah, it's a sight to see.
I only have two more left.
That's why I love him, though. When he's funny. And then, then there's the other side.
Two more. All right. Well, let's hear what they are, Dutch. Now we're going to...
They're a little long. I don't know if these are any good, but let's see what happens.
Oh, well, I guess we're going to find out.
I thought we were just bringing up people named Jones.
No, we weren't. Why did you think that?
Indiana Jones.
Okay, yes, Dutch.
Mr. Jones.
Stop.
Bridget Jones.
Don't encourage. Guys.
Mr. Rogers.
You're encouraging.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nathan Aaron.
He's on the... Guys.
What?
Where is Nate tonight?
He's not. He's working late today.
Okay.
Anything to stop this incessant repeating.
Born in the Midnight Oil, huh?
Wow, that's really old.
What is that, working man,
How
Ryan?
How old is this?
God.
Not even employed, so no.
Bird of the Midnight, huh?
That was old.
How old is that? How old was that
one? That's old as dirt.
I mean, because Nathan was still on the show.
And it sounded terrible.
And it sounded terrible.
That was early on.
That's an old one.
I have one. It's not a botch, but it's Ryan losing it on something.
Okay.
I would love to hear that.
It's him losing his... Because what I do normally is I'll label things, and I just have him losing it. Mm-hmm. And I have, like, a shitload from everybody, and here's one from Ryan.
Well, the guy in Florida fell asleep because Sean was sending him moon pictures.
Yeah, whatever happened with those moon pictures?
They were sent. A mountain.
To the moon?
I guess from the moon. I don't even remember what the story is about to this point.
You don't have to. Just stand there and be beautiful and shut the fuck up.
What's going on with Dora the Explorer?
What? Mount Dora.
His answer was they were sent.
What do you want from me, Ryan?
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's doing the same thing right now. I don't know if you can control the camera, but you need to look at him right now. He's losing it right now.
Still playing. Shut up.
Ryan, it isn't that funny. Why are you losing your shit?
He's so mad. He just wants everyone to leave him alone. They were set to continue. Oh, my God. It's funny because I remember that episode.
We're back live.
How angry he got, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember what it was. I remember that he kept putting him, like, he was trying to be intellectual and suave and just putting up pictures of the moon. And I'm someone right. called him out, and he got pissed because whatever girl he was trying to impress, it didn't work. And he had this face of... He wanted to kill somebody when we said, what happened to his pictures of the moons? And they were sent. He wasn't sent. Trying to be funny. He was so pissed off.
Man.
Guys.
Oh, God. I forgot about that, buddy. Oh, my God. I'm crying now, too.
It's time to wrap up. Game of Thrones show at 9:45. So we're going to shove some food down our throat, and we're going to talk about the Game of Thrones episode. So stay at morelikeradio.com/live for that. Thank you for listening. Anything else? Anything, guys? Anything? All right. Cousin Joe tomorrow. We're out of here. Stay tuned. 9:45. Game of Thrones talk.